Vaccines for all? Undoubtedly, many people will have been happy to hear of the news that a 90% effective vaccine against COVID-19 could be on the way, with the possibility of protecting the estimated one-fifth of people around the world at severe risk from the virus. And along with that, the possibility of a return to a more normal existence. But in its leading article welcoming the vaccine, The Economist gave us yet another example of how capitalism's contradictions hold back the meeting of human need. Undoubtedly, a new vaccine is likely to be in short supply. Pfizer, one of the partners in this particular vaccine, has stated it could produce 50 million doses in 2020 and 1.3 billion in 2021, which means even those at severe risk couldn't be immunized by the end of next year. Undoubtedly then, the wealthier imperialist powers will attempt to use their wealth and power to secure as great a share of supplies for themselves. However, according to modeling The Economist reports, a vaccine which is 80% effective administered in 2 billion doses by the richest 50 countries would save half as many lives than if the vaccine was administered in proportion to the population of all countries. This, from one of the mouthpieces of the capitalist class. Yet another damning criticism of a capitalist system based on competition, which highlights the need for a socialist plan of production, under the democratic control of workers, not just for distributing a vaccine to COVID most effectively, but for all the necessities of life. Ian Dalton, Leeds.